46 minutes after the hour on your Tuesday boot kickoff day at Wild Rodeo Week. Loving it. Okay. Going to be a beautiful day. We'll be there. Mid-90s today. It was a warm one at the ball field last night, James Timberlake.
It was warm. I was sweating up there in the press box for a while. It gets hot up there quickly.
Well, this is a good reminder of what we all need to hydrate.
Yeah, true.
You know, we all need to hydrate, and we all need to do it not just when we're out there when it's hot and we need to hydrate. We need to hydrate before we actually go out. So before you go out today, drink some extra water and hydrate up. Then come on out and join us. Whitney Commons Park tonight, 5 o'clock, Stick Horse Races. Those are so fun. And we will also live stream it on SheridanMedia.com. Our live streaming crew is all over this week. So
live streaming. Busy week.
I know. Busy week. Have fun with us. Come on out. Join us. All right. Today, 8th day of July, sunny, 95. Wolfgang Puck, celebrity chef, 76. Today.
Okay.
Angelica Houston is 74, actress, Adam's Family fame, if you will. Kevin Bacon is 67 today.
Wow.
1680, the first confirmed tornado in America killed a person in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
1680? In Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Yes. First confirmed tornado that they documented.
In Cambridge, man. That might be the first and the last in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
1776, the Declaration of Independence was read aloud in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Okay. 1831, John Stith Pemberton was born, Knoxville, Georgia. Pemberton was a pharmacist. He was addicted to morphine after using it to treat a wound he received as a Confederate officer in the Civil War. His search for a cure for the addiction, which he never found, led him to create a beverage. His syrup debuted in Atlanta, May 8th, 1886.
Mm-hmm.
Soon called Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yep.
It went on to make his partners and investors quite wealthy, but not him. He had sold his rights in 1886.
Well, I wonder if he regretted that.
1881, the first ice cream sundae was served for the first time by druggists. You know, it was all the pharmacists and the druggists and all that were inventing a lot of these things. Edward Berner of Two Rivers, Wisconsin, first ice cream sundae. I like it. 1889. John Sullivan wins by knockout in the last bare knuckle bout. They have him now again.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him back. Ugh, that's brutal. 1889. 1947, reports were broadcast that a UFO had crash landed in Roswell, New Mexico, James.
Big day.
Big day. It's also Be a Kid Again Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Be a Kid Again. Blueberry Day. Just had some blueberries yesterday.
Well, you missed the day.
I know. Might have them again today. Chocolate with almonds day.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I like chocolate with almonds.
Yeah. Freezer pop day.
Okay. Also good.
Yeah. Ice cream sundae day, of course.
Man, all right. It's a sweet day.
It's a sweet day today. Hey, last night I was out and about riding my bike, and it was a little bit later than I normally like to ride, but the moon was out. Did you see the moon?
No, I did not see the moon.
Well,
bright and full.
Yeah, well, not quite full, but if you look to the sky in a couple of days, July 10th, it'll be called the Buck Moon, also known as the Thunder Moon. The Buck Moon is the first full moon of summer and will appear as the second lowest hang. I noticed that when I was looking at the moon. I was like, wow, that seems like it's lower than normal. And then I read this as like the second lowest hanging moon of the year. After June's strawberry moon, this phenomenon occurs right after the summer solstice when the sun is at its highest in the sky, making the moon appear at its lowest.
Hmm. Cool.
The Buck Moon will be the furthest from the sun it gets all year, coinciding with Earth reaching aphelion. That's the farthest point from the sun.
Right.
That happened on July 3rd, by the way. So, Buck Moon. Check it out. It's a little bit. It's in the southeast. A little bit lower. A lot lower than normal. So, love that. It was a great night last night.
It was a nice night.
Okay, James. A 59-year-old guy, Sailor, California, found himself hospitalized after attempting to help a severely injured black bear.
Man, pick your poison. You're either guilty you left it there, or you help it out and it tries to kill you.
I know, and that's exactly what happened. He tried to help it out, and it was a 500-pound bear. Man, I don't know if I'm helping a 500. I'm just going to call Game and Fish, say, hey, this bear really needs help. Hurry up out here.
Yeah.
This guy tried to help him. Bear grabs him. Wrestles him around. They wrestle, tussle. The bear bit him.
Okay, you know?
Oh, man. I'm not going to go help the bear. I'm just going to call somebody who can. I'm not qualified.
I don't know. I'll take the pain over the rack of guilt that I would get from just leaving it there.
Well, you don't leave it there. You call somebody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I would stay with it until somebody came.
And hold its paw?
No. Like, hey, I would stay a distance away from it. I wouldn't hold its paw.
Hold its paw. Let it know that you're
good
there
one,
for
James.
It.
Good one, James. Yeah. I'm going to hold its paw while it takes a few whacks at me. James, we want to live longer, right?
Sure.
Okay. You know what we need to do? One of the many things we need to do? Walk faster. Researchers in the UK collected data from 475,000 people measuring factors like their walking habits, body mass index, waist circumference, blah, blah, the body fat, all that good stuff. People who reported a brisk walking pace lived longer across all body types. Those who reported slower walking paces had a shorter life expectancy. How do you consider your walking pace?
I'm a pretty fast
you
walker.
You are. I would agree with you.
I'm a quick walker.
I would agree with you. Me too.
Yeah. I'm not a mosier, as you'd be called.
I
go from point A to point B.
I know. So a brisk walk is considered 3 miles an hour.
That sounds like a lot, but I guess that...
Well, not really when you type. When you get... You know, when you do that on your phone, if you have a phone or, you know, that does all that, measure all that stuff, yeah.
Or I guess just...
Keep it at 3 miles an hour.
Hop on the treadmill, put it at
hop
three, and then see how fast you grow.
There you go.
That would give you a good rule of thumb
there. Hey, James, guess what? You fly a lot. I fly a few times.
A lot's maybe too strong of a word, but
considered a lot, but yes. Guess what? TSA says... No longer.
Oh, this was big news for me. I saw this yesterday.
Required to remove your shoes at security checkpoints. We can leave them on.
Finally.
You know what that stems from? That stems from the shoe bomber incident on December 22nd of 2001.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
And been taking our shoes off ever since.
That was big.
That was big. I saw that yesterday. I dang near fist pumped.
So, no more. That's the worst. You know, that and my belt.
Yeah, belt one's annoying, too.
Belt's annoying.
I'm not wearing... I do my best not to wear pants where I need a belt anymore when I'm getting on planes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just put the old sweatpants on,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it. I like it.
And now you can wear normal shoes instead of like slip-ons.
So when you're flying, you know, or you're traveling, recent poll conducted, National Geographic, one-third of Americans your age couldn't even locate Louisiana on a map.
I believe that. Geography is a skill that is being lost, unfortunately.
Over half were unable to identify Mississippi.
Mississippi's I get them, that one and Alabama mixed up. I do that all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, but you know a general area.
I can,
right?
If I were to do.
You're not looking at the U.S. going, no. Is this in.
If you were to give me.
It looks like Montana.
If you were to give me a blank map, I could do
you could,
probably every
you could
state.
You could get close.
I would,
right?
I would get. There's three places that I'd get mixed up on. All right. Mississippi, Alabama, down there. I just flip them all the time. I always do that. Like the Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska area, I'll get mixed up in that. little line. And then New Hampshire, Vermont, like that area up in the Northeast. I'll mix those up all the time, too.
Yeah.
But that's it. Everything else is
60% couldn't find Iraq. 50% couldn't find India.
That one's easy.
And 75% couldn't even locate Israel.
That one's easy, too.
Get a globe. We need to have more globes in the world, right? Have them in the offices. Globe, well, looking around, spend some time, study it, take a look.
I mean, honestly, a better... The thing is, too, the thing that's funny is it would be hard for people to find it on a map, but with how popular, like, GeoGuessr is now, if you were to put them on a car on top of, like the Google Maps thing, they'd probably be able to decide where they're at. Because that's a popular thing now. It's called GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr.
Yeah, you're using, the Google Maps cars that are everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And it basically drops people in a certain country. And you have to guess what country you're in, depending on the environment.
Ever seen those? I've seen that driving around Sheridan periodically.
I've never seen one, no. Well, actually, I think I've seen one.
It's been a while. It's been a while, but I have seen one, yeah.
Yeah. Those are cool. It's crazy that they do that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, right before the Mariners-Pirates game in Seattle last Friday, a salmon fell out of the sky at T-Mobile Park and landed right on the field. And everybody's like, what the heck?
What? I didn't know about that.
Yeah. It apparently fell out of the grasp of a falcon.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That was being pursued by an eagle.
Cool.
Wow. You're just out there in the old baseball diamond, and you're playing the game, and all of a sudden, big old fish lands in the middle.
Say, to be fair, it is Seattle, you know? I mean,
Right.
That's, you kind of just, that there's fish everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. They probably just like, play on. It's just a salmon.
Hey, the NHL is going to allow players to compete in the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics.
Thank goodness. It's about time.
The first time they could join the party since 2014.
It's been forever. It's about time.
NHL going to allow the players.
It's going to be good for both. It's going to be good for America, but it might hurt America, too, because we're going to, Sidney Crosby's going to play in Canada.
We're
going
to lose a lot of players that play on American teams to go back to their country. And play them.
Olympics are... I'd rather see them in the Olympics.
That'll be interesting. Hey, did you know that every month more than 5,000 people search for, how do I use Google?
Yeah. I do believe that. Because I'll see in people that will Google sometimes. On Google, and then they type in Google to get to the actual search engine site. It's really funny.
Okay.
It happens.
I don't know. Number one thing people remember arguing with their siblings about. Remember?
Number one thing?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Who gets to ride shotgun?
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, that's why shotgun's a end-all be-all. Whoever called it first.
I was a lot younger, all right? But you know, my brothers, okay, you know what they did? We had a 57 Buick. They shoved me in the back seat. The back seat would come out. They filled it with their beer, said, make sure the bottles don't clink when we're driving on the gravel road.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
Oh, you love my brothers. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE. See you at the boot kickoff tonight, 5 o'clock, Whitney Cummins Park. Oh, we didn't have much money.